Good morning, everyone. Today is December 18th, 2023. I have 9:02 a.m. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. We have no previous public comment. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move on down the agenda. Our first order of business is our approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 474175 through 474251, warrants 8289 through 8291, two journal entries or transfers.
Second, I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is approval of payroll.
I move to approve payroll.
Second, I have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We don't have any previous minutes ready to approve this morning, so we'll skip over that this morning. Our next order of business is board appointments. Would you like to start with the Senior Citizens Board?
Okay.
At this time, we have three positions available. We have received three applications at this point. Two of those are current sitting members. One is Mr. Jackie Adams. The second is Richard Baer. Four-year terms. These terms would go for the years of 24, 25, 26, and 27. They would expire December 31st of 2027. So we could start with the first two, which would be reappointments, if you so choose, which would be for Richard Baer and Jackie Adams.
I move to reappoint Richard Baer and Jackie Adams for the four-year term beginning January 1st, 2024, ending December 31st, 2027.
Second, I have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We have one other vacancy, and the only applicant we have is Cleo Moe. I move to appoint Cleo Moe, her term beginning January 1st, 2024, ending December 31st, 2027.
Second, I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next board we have to set up for board appointments is for the Board of Adjustments. We have three current seats that will expire December 31st of 2023. One is for Rick Caudill and Trent Edwards. And then the following one is for Mr. Rick Persinger, which we will do a separate appointment because we're going to do a one-year appointment on that to get this board the dates fixed on that. And then after the one-year appointment, then that will be in accordance with the rest of the members.
We have four applications. I move to appoint Rick Persinger to the one-year term beginning January 1st, 2024, ending December 31st, 2024.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next two will be reappointments for Rick Caudill and Trent Edwards. I'll make a motion to reappoint Mr. Rick Caudill and Trent Edwards, both for five-year terms, expiring December 31st, 2028. Is that correct? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? Yeah.
You said five-year term?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I had a page pulled up after. That was on a different one. Four-year terms. My apologies.
That's okay.
So that should end. No, you're right. Okay. So on my paper, when I go back, it says five-year there. But that was the next one. Okay. So it will be for a four-year term. My apologies. I will amend my motion to state for a four-year term ending in December 31st of 2028. December 31st of 2028.
It's a four-year term?
Four-year term. For these two.
Okay.
So that will be?
Begins January 1st, 2024.
4, 5, 6, 7. I'm done making motions.
I move to appoint.
Go ahead. I will retract my motion.
That's why it got off 1 year and we had to do a one-year term. Is because
yes, because someone did that.
I move to appoint Rick Persinger.
No, Caudill.
Thank you. Together. Take the family. Rick Caudill and Trent Edwards, term beginning January 1st, 2024, ending December 31st, 2027.
Perfect. Second. I have a motion and a second. Now, is there any further discussion?
No, thank you.
Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. See, that's why I run the meeting. She makes the motions. The next one we have would be for the IDA. Would you like to move forward with that this morning? And I think we should probably hold that off. I'm sorry, I said IDA. It is actually the EEZ. We had the one application for that.
The EEZ is a five-year term. I move to reappoint Dan Boone to the Enhanced Enterprise Zone. Term beginning January 1st, 2024, ending December 31st, 2028.
That's the one. Second, I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That will conclude our board appointment session. You get going a lot of different directions there with different years. So, all right, our next order of business is our bid recommendation 202-311-544, Septic System Services. With us this morning, we have Mr. John Suti from Environmental Services and Ms. Nikki Lawrence with our Legal and Purchasing. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So before we move forward with the bid recommendation, I would ask John, just while we're on the air here, to go ahead and give an update on what the septic tank pump out program is and how people apply for that.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. The septic tank pump out program was started in 2014 as a means to allow single family property owners an opportunity to benefit from our wastewater capital improvement sales tax that we have here in Taney County. The majority of those funds, of course, go to build public sewer systems throughout the county and assist our incorporated areas with maintaining their wastewater infrastructure to the highest level that they can as well. But what we noticed back in 2014 is that we have a large number of people still out there on septic tanks waiting for public sewer, or by virtue of where they live, they may never have the benefit of public sewer. But everybody in Taney County, all property owners, do pay this sales tax. So this is a way for those folks that are still out there on septic tanks to get that benefit as well. And it's allowed us over these years, we pumped out just over 4,000 septic tanks since 2014. And it's allowed a lot of interaction between staff and myself and the sewer district people to interact with the citizens of Taney County on how to maintain their septic system properly. We found a lot of situations within the septic tanks that may be inundated with roots or some other situation that's stressing their septic tank that they would have never known about if it wasn't for the program. So it's helped a lot of people in that respect as well. But in order to apply, what we'll do is once contingent upon the county commissioner's continuation of approval of the program, we will pump a septic tank out on a property once every 4 years. And that's contingent upon the property owner contacting us to apply for that current year. But to apply, there's a one-page simple application form that can be filled out online, or you can print one out online, or I can email a person one, or I can mail a person one. But there's that one-page application. Not a big deal. It takes a few minutes to fill it out. We would check that to make sure that that location does not have public sewer service available. If it does have public sewer service available, that would disqualify a person from being able to participate, because we would rather see that person connect to the public sewer service rather than stay on a septic system that's partially treating their wastewater before it's introduced into the environment. Another situation that would disqualify somebody, we have a lot of subdivisions, not a lot, but a few in Taney County, where the individual may have a septic tank, but the effluent from that septic tank flows into a community wastewater system. So if they don't have a lateral field on their property where their treatment is totally occurring on site, then they would not be able to participate in the program as well. But, we help people fill those out. I can do some over the phone. I have some elderly clients that have called in, and they don't want to drive into the courthouse and different things, so we'll do that online. But whatever it takes to get them signed up and everything, but that's basically how it works.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Mr. Suti, when you said, like, when the sewer sales tax was passed, mm-hmm. and you've been with the sewer system for a long time, you can explain how beneficial that the half a cent sales tax, by doing this, the entire county is profiting from it.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Over the years, I've been to a lot of meetings. There's been a lot of great discussion, a lot of great ideas put out there on how to benefit our county and so on, and in a lot of different areas, not only wastewater. But the main thing is you've got to have the funding to make those things happen. And back in the old days, back in 1989, 1990, 1991, when we were trying to pass just a revenue bond to begin sewer projects in the White Highway area and the Short Creek area, those kept getting defeated because the cost to build the wastewater systems and retire that debt and charge a service fee, the total amount was so expensive that we just couldn't get support of the public. And then that's where the idea of this sewer sales tax came into being. And since that time, it's brought in several millions of dollars. And it sounds like a lot, but it costs millions of dollars to build these systems in our county due to the terrain and the rock and the other challenges that we have here. But that sales tax is made just it's hard to – Mr. Ziegfeld's probably – he's a good orator, a lot better than I am. But I can't put it into words to how – great a benefit that sales tax has been to Taney County.
Yeah. For all the municipalities.
Oh, absolutely.
And clean.
And citizens, yes.
Clean
our
wells.
Our water, our lakes, creeks and streams, from the people on septic tanks to our incorporated areas to what Brad Albritton's doing now with the public sewer projects in the county. It's meant everything to us, having those funds available.
Good.